In this segment of our regatta interviews, I had the distinct pleasure to once again speak with 89-year-old Philip Cole from New Hampshire. And as always, Phil was Phil.
I wanted to speak with you again this year, like we did before last year's Clinton.
And I didn't show up.
What happened?
I didn't feel well that day. The day before, I felt terrible, so I just didn't go. Anyway, I'm planning to do it this year.
When did you start coming to the Clinton?
I've only been in it about 5 or 6 times, so probably about 8 years ago.
So you were 81 years old when you started to paddle the Clinton?
I think the first time I paddled it, I was 80 or something like that.
Okay. Well,
But I didn't paddle it alone. I went with somebody to learn the river.
What took so long to get here?
Well, one of my friends who came regularly, and he didn't have anybody to paddle with him, so he twisted my arm, and I went over and paddled with him.
And now you've done it 5 or 6 times. You're 89 years old, probably the oldest competitor ever.
Yeah, I am already. I did it when I was 86.
Does that mean anything to you, having that kind of distinction?
Well, it makes me feel good, but it gives a target for other people to keep going. We have very few paddlers in the marathon deals that are 80 and over. I think there's only about 6 of us.
One of those, I believe, you must know, is Mike Fremont.
Yep.
Mike is 86 this year, and he is planning on coming. Did you know that?
He generally comes if he's alive. I know him very well. Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
Canoeing. At these marathon races, he's a regular.
And is there like a fun kind of competitive spirit?
Well, yes and no. I keep setting up a target for him. He thinks he's the oldest, but then he's got to get older.
You're both doing the C1.
Yeah.
Do you sit out there and chat as you're going? Do you try to beat one another? What is it like out on the river?
Well, when you get this old, you're not racing against anybody. You're just seeing if you can survive.
Do you help each other along?
No. We paddle at different rates. He paddles much slower than I do on the open water, but somehow or other he gets there, and I go along a little bit faster. Now, you see, in a race like that, one of the things you're not supposed to do is help other people. That gives some people an advantage.
So your goal is to beat him to the end?
It's not my goal. My goal is to get to the end. I don't care if I don't beat anybody.
Well, how have you been feeling these days?
Oh, I feel a lot better. I'm a lot stronger than I was last year. I've been doing a lot of exercising and regular work and stuff, so I'm in pretty good shape.
Well, I'm going to be calling up Mike Fremont to do an interview with him as well, and going to let him know that you're in really good shape and you're ready to go, and we'll see what Mike has to say about the race.
You can kid him a little bit. If he wants to tie a string on the back of my boat, I wouldn't care.
I will definitely pass that on. We look forward to seeing you. Please stop at the end of the race and see us.
I've been down there before.
Yep. Well, I look forward to seeing you this year.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
89-year-old paddler Philip Cole from New Hampshire. Phil is in canoe L6 in the 50-year and older C1 category. Next hour, I speak with Phil's fellow paddler, 86-year-old Mike Fremont from Ohio. For Canoe Regatta 2008, I'm Craig Stevens.